And welcome to a special edition of Northwest Vine Time on the Radio Northwest Network. And this weekend, it is a special edition because we have one of the most iconic and influential men, people in the Oregon wine industry, Jim Bernot at Willamette Valley Vineyards. Jim, thank you for inviting us here. We've had a live studio audience with us throughout the afternoon, already had a great time here at Willamette Valley Vineyards. So thank you for rolling out the red carpet. And have to start at the very beginning with you going back as a native Oregonian, and you have done so many things, not only in the industry, but behind the scenes to get us where we are today. And I want to talk about that. What sparked you to get into this business in the first place?
Well, you know, it's probably like many of you, you're introduced to wine by your parents at the dinner table. I was 10 years old, and my brother was 12 when my dad first introduced us to wine at dinner. He told us he'd gotten a new client, a fella named Richard Summer, who had driven up from California to plant vines and build a winery in Oregon. And he needed to figure out how to get a winery license, and so he hired my dad, who was a local, you know, small town attorney, to help him get a federal and state winery license, the very first winery license to be issued after Prohibition. And so he shared that wine with my brother and I, and we really liked it. And so we decided to start making our own wine.
And here we are over 50 years later. I believe that was Bonded Winery number 44, Hillcrest, right down in the Roseburg area. And just amazing to see what Dyson DeMara is doing with Hillcrest now. And we just talked to him a couple weeks ago. So here we come full circle back to you now at Willamette Valley Vineyards. And I know that before you started this project some time ago, you did a lot of work to lay the foundation for it, didn't you?
Well, I was a very young lobbyist, just out of college, and I got a call from, it was a conference call from Dick Ponce, Richard Summer, and Scott Henry. And they said, "Now, Jim, you know, we're members of your small business organization, and we need some help passing a law to provide research and promotion for our industry. Could you help us figure out how to do that?" And so that's how it started. And since then, we've created a whole fabric of very favorable legislation through our legislature as an industry that has allowed this industry to grow.
And you, Jim Bernot, were at the epicenter of that. And now Willamette Valley Vineyards is at the epicenter of Oregon Pinot Noir and the Oregon industry. And those of you just joining us on this special edition of Northwest Vine Time, we come to you on location here from Turner, Oregon, in the heart of Oregon wine country with Jim Bernot at Willamette Valley Vineyards. And how did you start this? Because I know, you know, you had the dream and the vision, but it also takes lots of money to start a winery, doesn't it?
You know, it's staggering. The what happened was, after I talked with these first immigrating winemakers, I started going out and looking for land. So I actually started looking back in 1981, and I acquired this vineyard land in 1983. And I got a lot of help. The Castiles, Ted and Terry, and their partners, Marilyn and Pat, I would go over to their place, and they would teach me how to plant grapes, and I got some of my very first vines from them. Susan Sokolblosser came down here and helped me lay out my vine rows, and she gave me some plants as well. And then Dan Duché, he helped me plant the plants behind a using a Christmas tree planter. We put on the three-point of the tractor. He's the founder and owner of Freedom Hill Vineyard. And so that's how I got started. But how I was able to build a world-class winery was that I had a lot of help. I worked my way through college in a sawmill, so I didn't have the money to do this. But I had an idea that there were many people in Oregon that shared the same dream that we had, that Oregon could become a world-class wine-growing region. And so I asked the government if I could do I could fundraise to build the winery. And they said, "Well, it's against the law. You can't raise money from unqualified investors unless you do a public offering." But nobody's ever done a public offering like this. And so they said, well, it's an idea, but it probably can't do it. Well, I spent 3 years studying the federal and state securities laws and did the very first self-underwritten public stock offering in the country. And so we now have 5,000 Oregon wine enthusiasts as owners of Willamette Valley Vineyards.
You were doing crowdfunding way before its time, right?
It was the first crowdfunded business in the United States.
It's a remarkable story, and you know, it's that entrepreneurial spirit, and that's what I appreciate so much about you, Jim, growing up in small town Oregon, as I did, and so many people in our listening audience did, and going to Oregon State University or the state schools, and you know, that Oregon entrepreneurial spirit. I mean, you have this idea, you have this vision, and it's like no dream is too big, right?
You know, my belief is we're just getting started. We have remarkable people here in Oregon. We've got a great program at Oregon State University pumping out these new fermentation science graduates. We have Chemeketa Community College. We have the community college in Roseburg now. And others are getting in the act. I believe that we have much more vineyard land to plant. We've got a whole world to introduce to our wines from this region. And we have over 665 remarkable winemakers in Oregon making some of the finest wine in the world.
And it's happening all over the state. And later on in the show, we're going to talk about the Rocks District in Milton Freewater. We're going to reflect on the Roseburg area. We're seeing a renaissance there, an urban winery in downtown Roseburg. Southern Oregon is exploding, the Gorge. And it's thanks in large part to you, Jim. And that's what's so impressive to me about everybody I meet, the pioneers of this industry, is that it's about wine, but it's so much bigger than that, isn't it?
You know, it's I think, a part of the Oregon spirit. You know, you look at our state and you look at the people who live here and the people who come to want to live here, because our industry was started by immigrating Californians, by and large, who brought their vines to Oregon. There's something about Oregon that's in our DNA, and it probably has something to do with being at the end of the Oregon Trail, that we have this pioneering spirit. We have this unusual resilience and independence that the Oregon wine industry typifies, but it's not unusual. You find that in our communities and many other pursuits, including radio. And I think it just represents who we are as a people. And I'm serious. I do believe that we're at the beginning of this great Oregon wine story. And now it's being followed by craft brewers. You know, our first craft brewer was Dick Ponzi, and he created Bridgeport Brewing, and we now have 76 distillers in Oregon. You know, we have more independent producers of wine, beer, and distilled spirits per capita than anywhere in the United States. Portland is the number one per capita brewery city. And we employ literally thousands. We have like 7,600 employees in the wine industry. There's something like 3,400 employees in the brewing industry. And there's now 400 employees in the spirits industry in Oregon.
Yeah, we talked about those numbers with Tom Donowski from the Oregon Wine Board a couple months ago. I don't have them off the top of my head, but tens of millions of dollars now created by the Oregon wine industry. And I got to tell you, before we hit the break, I sat down with Louisa Ponzi and Eric recently at their beautiful new winery there. And she told me that her 81-year-old father now is dabbling in chocolate. So that's his next endeavor.
Yeah. Well, my feeling is he's been in the chocolate for a long time. You know him.
There's no doubt. They have been huge with the Oregon industry, not only wine, spirits, beer, you name it. And we will continue here, Northwest Vine Time special edition of the show this weekend on the Radio Northwest Network, as we come to you with a live studio audience from Willamette Valley Vineyards with Jim Bourneau. More after the break.